The battle is over. Pink Slime loses. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When I was in school, if we got anything even resembling a hamburger, we would genuflect, and that was a public school. But in the latest outbreak of nutritional correctness, public schools and grocery stores are rejecting a type of ground beef used in hamburgers called pink slime. Beef byproducts, which it turns out that everybody except vegetarians have been eating for years, until food crusader Jamie Oliver exposed it by making some on his TV show.
We're going to wash these lean bits of beef in a water and ammonia solution.
Ugh. But a lot of food processes are pretty gross looking. That's why there are no tours of slaughterhouses. What did it in was the term pink slime, because no one can defend anything with a name like that.
I made sloppy joes last night, and I don't know if I used the pink slime or not. I hope I didn't.
All of us hope not, sir. And yet, it's strange, isn't it? Lots of foods are slimy. Would you complain to the waiter that your oyster was too slimy? Never. And pink? Pink is usually a positive word. If it had been pinko slime, I could understand that. Nobody wants a belly full of socialism. But it was simply pink slime. But don't worry. I'm not going to defend pink slime. I'm not that crazy.
I don't like it. And I'm a beef lover.
No, ma'am, I get it. I just have this question. Now that no one will eat pink slime, it means that somewhere in America, an enormous pile of uneaten slime is getting higher and higher. And if the Iranians get a hold of it and start enriching it, I don't even want to think about it. Although, enriched pink slime, that doesn't sound too bad. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.